Hello, my friend. I'm happy to greet you right now where I am, and I'm thinking of Greg as well, who at some point will prepare this for us so we can take time with each other and prayerfully continue to open to the season of Lent. You may have found your own prayer resources. There are many of them. I know Hello is a wonderful one that people take advantage of, and others on their phones, if you happen to have the opportunity to go there. And you may turn to our own website, The Mountain, and places along there, too, where there are things from other seasons, walks in the woods, and a way to sit and be quiet. You may be doing that now and wondering, why is Dan Riley talking so quickly? I've been spending some days here at the Malibu Retreat House. Our friars have, we have as a province now, coast to coast, Sarah Retreat, and there are only a few friars here, but wonderful group of people who care for the place and are in leadership for it. And while I've been here, a group of high schoolers who are in for Kairos Retreat, which are particularly dynamic. Maybe you were on one when you were younger, or have you heard about them? Fostered, I think, particularly through the Jesuit high school system. We've been with them at the Mountain and had their experiences there, led by our students. So I've been back in a circle of young people, and I've enjoyed it. Their vitality at dinner time or lunch is fun, their laughter. And then the other evening, we had a wonderful prayer service, a healing service, a time for to gather with everybody, and there's about 50 or more of them, and five priests. I was among them as a priest and friar, so that we could be available to them in different rooms and spaces, alcoves, to, as we say, hear confessions. So fundamentally, it was a service for reconciliation. I was so blessed to have a number of the students come to me, and at the end of the time, and I didn't realize it was that long, it was already an hour and a half later, I listened to young people open their hearts to family challenges and their own, and with peers and many longings. Obviously, I wouldn't say anything in particular here or do anything that would expose someone, but yet I know they revealed to me something that is so common in all of us. And now we hear it in John's Gospel for this coming Sunday. If you're listening to this now, and if you receive it after, it would have been the third Sunday of Lent. And this year we're going through the cycle of the lead reading is the Gospel of John. And the second reading is quite striking, so let me go there first. Because over and over again, I feel it in them, whether they used the word or approached one that would hint at the fact that this is what they were looking for. I heard loneliness. I heard shadows of fear for their lives. I heard being in risky relationships, and I heard regret. And in all that, beside it for me is the rich possibility of mercy. Condescension is a word that doesn't help us when it feels like someone reaches down to us and we're belittled by it. But we know in Jesus Christ, God condescended. He descended to become with us. God is beside us in everything, within us indeed, in the Holy Spirit, ready to heal us and bring us to a new place whenever we open our own hearts to God. As we do that, we begin to be ready for a new chapter in our life, not just ready for confession or reconciliation. I say just because that sacrament itself is a doorway to a new time in our lives, and a sacrament we're still trying to reappreciate. Paul to the Ephesians writes, and I'm reflecting on it with you now, brothers and sisters, God, who is rich in mercy, because of the great love he had for us, even when we were dead in our own transgressions, brought us to life with Christ. by the grace that you have been saved, raised up in him, and seated with him in heaven in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come show the immeasurable riches of God's grace in his kindness to us in Christ Jesus. I tend to write sentences like Paul. There's one more part of this I want to tell you. And so he unfolds over and over again the mystery of this Christ coming among us, the gift of God's Father and his Son, the incarnate one who is with us now. With us now, not just a historical figure, but in the Spirit whom he sent to be with us. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit abide within us. And the teachings of Jesus the Christ echo in us now. And especially today, the richness and the promise of this enduring mercy of God. John's Gospel, which I referenced earlier as the lead reading for this season, for this Sunday, this third Sunday, is the famous line that used to be strung up on stadiums, football stadiums and other places. I think I felt people thought it was to scare us into the arms of God and Jesus Christ or to acknowledge our sinfulness, but that the words don't seem to say that. At least they don't say that to me, because for God so loved the world that he gave his only Son so that everyone who believes in him might not perish, but might have eternal life. Here you and I hear this huge promise. It's ours. It isn't ours only when we go to confession, when we seek healing. It is ours now, and that's why we seek out the healing of Christ. Partly because we regret where we've been and we want to be somewhere else. We regret our pattern or habit of life, and we want to live a new pattern or habit of life. And the beauty is on this, that rather than dwelling on that, we can turn to our God in any and every moment, like right now, and say, Lord, have mercy on me. Lord, have mercy on me. The old prayer, Jesus Christ, Son of the living God, have mercy on me, a sinner. Jesus Christ, Son of the living God, have mercy on me, a sinner. In God, not in the sense in which we often mean it, God condescends, descends right beside us, and is in us, and abides with us, as I was attempting to say earlier. So there's this conjoining, not just at the activity of mercy, but the presence of Christ that Paul is talking about. And John knew, so much so that he's able to proclaim this truth to us now. The beautiful time of Lent asks us then not just to turn into and become sensitive to where we failed, so much that we know we need mercy, but it helps us to turn out and turn around and turn beside ourselves, almost in the sign of the cross, and see God's mercy, recognize it and feel it. Maybe in a friend in another, maybe in a quiet moment. I don't even know I'm bringing a troubled heart to this moment. But often when I do, and if I stay there long enough, and that's the value of silence each of us may have a habit for or begin one, somewhere in there, and now and always, the peace of Christ arises. The mercy of God begins to blossom in our hearts again. And we begin to find the fullness of life. Not just the departure of darkness and the accomplishment of ridding ourselves of failed practices or illness of evil or however we call our own darkness and failure. But God says, hey, stand up. Come back into the world of light and live your life. Not insensitive to what we've been through, but almost calling us out of our self-preoccupation that often holds us in a dark place longer than we need to be there. our self-calculating of our failure, our mistakes, which have us on our knees longer than we need to be there, unless they're true worship times, when we're down there thanking God, because God is lifting us now and always. Lifting us up, as Paul tells us in Ephesians, to be one with his Son forever, and reign with him beside him, in the power, the glory, the mercy, compassion, and everlasting love of heaven. My friends, enjoy your time through this Lenten season, and especially the joyful time and truth of God's loving mercy for all of us. Greg and I, and again, the Mountain community, continue to walk with you now and through these seasons as we continue to listen to the psalm that says, "Be still. And know that God is with us," as mercy. Be still and experience God's presence with you right now as the Pacific Ocean is out the window from here and I can hear the youth of this retreat below. Be still as we are present to our family and the world around us, but especially to God's mercy. Be still and know this is God. Be still and know mercy. My sisters and brothers, the Lord give you peace. Dan Riley, Greg Lacamalli, continuing to walk with you this Lenten season.
Feast on the brain.